Are you looking for a better, more natural, non-toxic path to sustainable wellness? Green Divas Meg and Katie share their collective wealth of knowledge of natural healing based on years of experience and training. Both of these vibrant Green Divas are lifelong friends and natural health enthusiasts. Listen, learn, and laugh along with them as they share tried and tested effective drug-free remedies for common ailments like headaches, anxiety, insomnia, weight loss, allergies, PMS, menopause, to name just a few. Disclaimer time, neither of these Green Divas is a medical professional, and their commentary is strictly based on their own experiences. Please seek medical advice if you are suffering with a serious ailment, if you are ill or immune compromised, or on medication to make sure any remedies you may want to try are not contraindicated. Who doesn't have anxiety today? Maybe the Dalai Lama. I don't know. Do you think? Do you think he ever gets anxiety?
I think he does, yeah. I think it's part of being human.
It's part of the human condition.
I do. I just think we're in overdrive with the level of anxiety that most people are dealing with today.
Right. I wonder if marketing and media hasn't, and maybe pharmaceutical companies, have oversold the idea that anxiety is a terrible, terrible thing and we should, you know, eradicate it from the planet. Do you know what I mean? Making it into a bigger problem and therefore more prominent.
I think it really is a big problem.
But it is a big problem.
I really do think it's a big problem for a lot of people. And I think it has so much to do with lifestyle and high screen usage and
a lot of inside time.
And yeah.
Times are changing. So there are so many stressors that are real and this world, whether it's your own personal life, right? Work, life.
Relationships.
Family, kids, teenagers. If you have teenage girls, you automatically have stress.
Aging parents.
And, you know, climate crisis. I mean, no kidding. This is real. There are people that are very, very worried about the future. And, of course, anxiety. So much of it is just really worry about the future, whatever that is. And then, of course, I think some of it's physical. If you're a woman, you've probably experienced some kind of hormonal physical stress that causes anxiety.
Mm.
I don't know. Did you ever experience that?
Yeah. I mean, for me, yes, definitely. Like going through menopause was a very, very stressful time for my body because my endocrine system, my whole hormonal system was really whacked
out.
So, yeah.
And well, and it took me like 30 years to figure it out, but I did really understand that I used to have wild anxiety like the day or two before my period.
Mm.
Like wild anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to really understand that that was primarily physical.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a physical tension due to, you know, the hormones and all that.
The chemistry of your body.
The chemistry of my body.
Mm-hmm.
But it also took me 30-something years to figure out that if I ate less sugar and processed food and reduced caffeine throughout the month, I had less of that.
What I really found for me, like sleep. Getting enough sleep was really
regular sleep.
Regular sleep. I was kind of chronically underslept, especially with children, young children.
They'll do
and
it.
And then trying to get some personal time and staying up late and then having to get up early. So getting more sleep has been gigantic for me in reducing stress.
We probably underestimate the value of healing value of sleep, right?
Simple things. Eating well, getting good rest, exercising, keeping good company. These are really, really important.
Right. Detoxing the people. That's a whole episode right there. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we? Katie and I, by the way, for people who don't know, have known each other since we were probably five or something.
Yep.
Katie's family bought my family's house when I was about 6 months old.
I was just born.
And you were brand new because we're like 6 months difference in age. And we grew up in the same town. I grew up playing at her house, which was once my family house. And anyway, we go back.
Way back.
We go back. So what are some of the remedies to anxiety, right? I mean, so some of them are kind of fundamental, but we don't think of them when we're in anxiety.
Mm.
Like, get present.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's really happening right now, right here.
And there are literally exercises about, like, where are your feet?
Right. Take some deep breaths. Ground yourself in your body.
And actually, Julie, Green Diva, or she calls herself Weenie Greenie Julie.
Love that.
Another, by the way, another friend that we grew up with.
Right.
Part of our clan. We just did an episode of GD Spirit Pub about anxiety and remedies for it. Anyway, and Julie does like a beautiful exercise. It starts at about 25 minutes, and it's like the last few minutes, if people want to go look that
like
up.
Like a guided.
Yeah, like a
contemplation.
Guided. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where it's all about kind of getting present and getting real. What's real? What's really happening? Because I think when you get present, you're like, oh, okay. Like all the stuff that I'm really ruminating in anxiety about, it's not happening yet. It's just like this paranoid fantasy of what's coming.
And you don't even know if it ever will happen.
It may never happen. Yeah. Usually it doesn't.
Right.
So anyway, getting real and inventorying, and then of course breathing. And I remember years ago, I had this friend, Alvin. Hi, Alvin. Alvin Hollander, who was brilliant. And, you know, I'd call him up and be like, oh my God, Alvin, you know, with all my, you know, drama. And he'd be, Megan, breathe. Screw you, man. I'm breathing. I'm here. And what he was trying to impart was, you know, that breathing and deep breathing and taking that moment to sort of center with breathing can be a game changer in the middle of anxiety, right?
Right, because the breath and the way we breathe is really related to how we feel. So the emotions, when we're feeling anxiety, a lot of times we're doing a more shallow chest breathing, and that actually engenders anxiety. So by deepening the breath, taking the breath down into more of a diaphragmatic breath, into more of a belly breath, that can help also to calm the nervous system back into the rest and relaxation state.
Plus, isn't it true that just taking a conscious deep breath mm-hmm. just brings you present, right? Brings you right back to the present. You're like, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're both like breathing right
now. Yeah, breathing
deep. I was doing it while you were talking about it. So I think it's important, if we're in anxiety, for me, it's important to uncover what's happening, you know, and identify where's the source of this. Sometimes it's hard to. It just feels like it's this free-floating nightmare.
Or overwhelm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if it's physical, have I had too much caffeine, too much sugar, processed food? I have a really weird anxiety response to corn. It took me quite a number of years to realize that every time I ate popcorn, I literally wanted to jump out of my skin.
Hmm.
And I would like get very weird and physically anxious.
So like food allergy.
Yeah, I think that's an
or
issue.
Or sensitivity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for women, as we mentioned, hormones.
Definitely.
Like if you're having some kind of weird anxiety, you don't know what's happening, are you at a point in your cycle where that might be a hormonal response?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then circumstantial. Okay, so we're having anxiety because we have a job thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, can I do something about it right now?
Mm.
And if the answer is like yes, then do it. If I can't do anything about it, the answer is let it go until mm-hmm. you can.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's like if it's a Sunday afternoon and you're like freaking out because you know you have to do something tomorrow. Like, A, you're like, okay, do something to help. If you can do something, maybe you need to make a list. Maybe you need to make a phone call, write an email, put it on hold. Do what you can and let go of the rest.
Right. Sometimes taking action is really, really helpful for reducing anxiety. And sometimes letting go is really, really helpful.
Well, if you do this sort of spot inventory there of like, what can I do? What can't I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't do anything about it today. So why am I worrying about it? Let it go.
Yeah. Lots of letting go.
Freaking hard. Part of what we talk about a lot of our mix for natural health and remedies is oils, right? I mean, that's one of the things Katie and I have really gotten together on over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us, Katie, a bit about what oil examples can we use for anxiety?
Well, there's a couple things that I'm thinking about right now. And one is that the power of essential oils, unlike many other substances, to enter the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's so fascinating.
It's very fascinating. So that they have the capacity to penetrate the blood-brain barrier and to impact the health of our brain and to cleanse gumped up synapses and to affect mood.
I have gumped up synapses. That's what my problem is.
So that capacity of essential oils to move through cells and to penetrate the blood-brain barrier is huge. And also the role of gut health is super, super important in dealing with mood issues.
So diet and nutrition
and
is another.
Brain health.
So these are things that really need to work together.
They really need to work
together.
Which is
why it is. And my approach has always been, and I know Katie's in the same philosophy of taking a sort of holistic approach. So it's not just one thing or the other. It's this.
It's always going to be a combination of multiple approaches that's going to get you the result you want. But that is what leads me to the importance of the quality and purity of the essential oils that you use. So anything you put on your body moves into your system and through your system. So you want to make sure.
You mean through that giant organ, the skin?
Exactly. Yes. And you want to make sure that the purity, the potency, and the chemical consistency is there in any essential oil that you're using. And there's a lot of essential oils on the market today. It's a big boom industry right now. And what I don't recommend doing is just going to Whole Foods or going to a health food store and just grabbing an oil off the shelf. Because by law, essential oils that are sold retail are able to include 30% filler that they don't have to list on the label. So you don't know what's in the 30% of filler that you're getting on an oil you're pulling off the shelf.
Ew.
So for the last 5+ years, I've been really learning a lot about essential oils and folding them into my daily health regimen. And I've been using the doTERRA brand. And I use doTERRA because they do a lot of testing. They have a very high standard of purity and potency, and they want the chemical consistency to be in each oil. So whatever essential oil you choose to use, you just want to be sure that you're really getting a very pure product.
Well, especially when we talk about ingesting. I mean, yes, putting things on your skin, obviously, but it never, before I met Katie and learned about this stuff, I was like, I would never take an essential oil internally. It would never occur to me.
Right. There's a lot of different philosophies about different ways of using essential oils. And the English traditionally use aromatics and only recommend aromatic use. The German traditionally recommend topical. Mm-hmm. And that's the primary use, like Hauschka. You think of all the body cream products.
Right.
And then the French are the ones that instigated internal use, which makes sense. The French love to drink.
Crazy French.
Yeah. So taking internally and using essential oils in all three ways is a really wonderful and effective way to fold them into your health regimen. But you just want to really make sure that the purity is high in whatever product you're using.
Yeah, I mean, if you're anxious, you don't need to add anxiety by, you know, using crappy products.
It really does matter. Yeah,
it does matter. So talk about, like, what products we're you know, or what oils that we might want to consider.
Well, there's a couple of really nice blends that I think I'd want to start with, because when you're using a blend of an oil, you're using a variety of different oils, a broader chemistry range that's going to, you're going to have, it's going to affect people. You're going to get a broader chemistry range. Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
So a couple of the blends that I think are really fantastic for anxiety is the Serenity Blend, which has a lot of different oils in it. Lavender, cedarwood, hoewood, lang lang, marjoram, Roman chamomile, vetiver, sandalwood. So you're getting some wood oils, you're getting some flower oils, and you're getting lavender, which is really high in linalool, which is really good for stress and calming the nervous system.
Right. And I think lavender is commonly people do think of lavender as stress and anxiety reducing.
The single oil lavender is a wonderful oil. It really works wonders for some people. For some people, it works in the opposite way, and it kind of agitates. So you might be one of those people. You could try the oil petegrine. That's the one I recommend for people who can't tolerate lavender. They could try petegrine. It has the same chemistry. It's the same effect on mood. When you're using essential oils to work with anxiety, you want to use them in two different ways. One, you want to take it in through the olfactory system. So mm-hmm. you're going to breathe smell. It in, mm-hmm. smell it in, diffuse it, put it in your hand, rub your palms together, cup your hands and take deep breaths, or just breathe it right out of the bottle because mm-hmm. it comes right up through the nose, right into the limbic brain, which is the seat of emotion. Mm. So that's a really good way to quickly and directly impact mood, is to take it in aromatically.
And by the way, that worked for me. I think I called you when I had some kind of anxiety about a dental appointment. Remember mm-hmm. a couple of weeks mm-hmm. ago? And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm freaking out. And you're like, okay, this is what you got to do. And you told me to get magnolia, which I happen to have a roller bottle of magnolia.
Right. And magnolia is even higher content of linalool than lavender. It's 70%. It's a really, really high contact of that chemistry that really helps to calm the nervous
and
system.
And I'm telling you, I rolled it on my wrists and just kind of kept my smelling my wrists throughout the process or whatever, and it really, really just like immediately. So now I have like a little oil bag kit in my purse that I cart around all the time, and you know, it has like lemon and a couple of other things, and magnolia will always go with
that's
me.
Part of your kit, your yeah, travel kit.
Yeah,
well, and that's great, you put it on your wrists. And another great place to apply an oil topically to work with emotion and anxiety is right on the back of the neck at the base of the brainstem. So right in that notch at the very base of the skull, and that goes right up through the brainstem and into the brain. And it goes through the circulation system differently than if you put it on another part of the body. Like okay. you could also put it on the chest so that you could be taking in the aromatics from the chest or mm-hmm. the neck. Another really great blend for anxiety is Balance. And this is a blend of tree oils and some flower oils that really help to ground the nervous system. So some people aren't into the florals. They don't resonate with the florals or lavender. And then I would try something more in the tree wood family, and Balance has that.
So other things that we have found, we listed as, you know, remedies for anxiety. You know, you wrote Find the Good.
Yeah, I was looking for the good. So when I get really caught up in anxiety for myself, I'm usually just on a negative track.
Right.
And I just kind of keep going down that track. And when I can kind of intercept and shift my perspective, okay, what's working? What's good in this moment? It's just a game changer for me.
I like it. And I thought of gratitude. I often will have like a mental gratitude list when I start freaking out about like, oh my God, we're going to be homeless or whatever it is. You know, I said, well, right now this is happening, that's happening. And I just kind of list all the things mm-hmm. that are, it's sort of like finding the good. It's the same
thing. Even
just
like simple things. I have my health.
Yeah.
And I have food. I have a hot shower.
Gratitude can totally shift your vibration and for me, you know, shift me out of that mode of anxiety.
I'm having a moment of gratitude.
I'm having a moment right now, Katie. And of course, there's nature, right?
So important. Getting off your screen, getting outside, getting out from under the constriction of having a roof, you know, a ceiling over your head, into like being out in the vast spaciousness of the natural world.
Which isn't always helpful if you are experiencing some kind of what's the word when you're afraid of the outdoors? There's a mm-hmm. phobia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it
agoraphobia?
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I get that and I feel more.
You want to be cocooned.
I do. I want to be like contained in a safe space.
This is a good segue into yoga.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's different types. You know, anxiety affects people differently at different times, and sometimes yoga can be very, very effective for addressing anxiety. And sometimes you need to discharge energy and it's that anxious buildup of energy that's causing the anxiety.
Right.
And you can use a more vigorous practice of yoga, deeper breathing to kind of discharge that energy so that your body can come into a more homeostasis, a balanced state of ease and relaxation. And other times you're just kind of frenetic and you need to come more into a place of calm and quiet and still. And you can just start by just slowing down, maybe laying down on the ground, taking a few deep breaths.
Laying down in a pesticide-free lawn.
Definitely. Or on your bed.
Yeah, on your bed.
You know, or on the floor.
Got it. So one of the things I wanted to, when you said less screen time, right? Like a digital, I did a guided meditation called Tech Time Out, where I talk you in, guide you in, and drop you off for like 20 minutes. And but a lot of the discussion, just leading there for a minute or two, was about walking away and unplugging a little bit, at least mentally, for 20 minutes, if that's all you can do.
Yeah, maybe you live in the city, and just visualizing yourself out in nature is really going to be transporting.
So you can go to thegreendivas.com and search Tech Time Out and have that as a tool in your toolkit. And then the breathing thing, yoga, the pranayama.
So important. Yeah, so we touched on that a little bit ago, talking about how related emotion and breath is.
Right.
So one of the great breaths that you'd mentioned to me that's really helped you take yourself down from anxiety, help you to fall asleep when sleep is evading you, is the 4-7-8 breath.
That evasive sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the times that I've really employed this 4-7-8 thing.
Right. And so you're counting as you're breathing, you're in breathing on a count of four, you're softly retaining for a count of seven, and then breathing out through the mouth, making a whooshing sound, count of eight. This is a very effective breath practice.
And I guess Dr. Andrew Weil, he may have, I don't know, whatever we read said that he created it, and we're like, well, I don't know. It's sort of a version of pranayama in some way. But it's a great technique that he obviously promotes.
And also, a few different categories of yoga really help to address stress. And one of them is twisting, because it's emphasizing the exhalation. And anytime you emphasize the exhalation, that's how we naturally fall asleep. As we naturally fall asleep, the exhalation lengthens. So we can create that effect of rest and relaxation just by lengthening the exhale.
And you mean we're tricking our bodies a little bit?
Yeah, tricking our bodies deepening the exhalation.
A body hack.
So twisting helps to deepen the exhalation, right? So
yoga
that's
hack.
Really great.
Yoga body hack.
And forward folds. Oh. Any kinds of forward folds also help to lengthen the exhalation and can be really calming and quieting to the nervous system.
Do you know, I do that in the morning, every morning. It's like, and I almost crave it. It's a thing I do, sun salutation as part of my sort of prayer morning. But the forward fold's like my favorite thing.
Yeah, and that's great to do before you go to bed, because it's just like a way of turning the energy inside and quieting the mind. You're kind of triggering the rest and relaxation response in the body.
West and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we've given listeners a pretty broad variety. Yeah, I do want to just encourage people to, because we just recently did an episode at GD Spirit Pub on anxiety with some more techniques. So yeah, like, let's reduce our anxiety and stress, people. Copaiba.
I want to just make a plug for copaiba, because that's such a great anti-anxiety oil, or it's a great oil that helps with mood. So copaiba is not a well-known oil. It's a tree oil.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it.
And it's really calming to the nervous system. And it comes in a, you know, in a bottle, in a straight oil form, or in a gel cap. And taking it internally in a gel cap or a drop under the tongue is really, really helpful for anxiety and for calming the whole nervous system down.
So you mean because I might be getting ready for a big move soon, I should probably stock up on some copaiba?
That's a good idea.
Maybe update.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it can really help support the nervous system. And
because there's nothing more unnerving than moving.
Moving's really,
I mean, maybe
the worst.
There's some more.
Yeah.
But it's one the top of the, three,
it's up
right?
there. Yep. It's up there with death.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, I hope we've given you some great tips and strategies, and you can ask us questions. We love to interact, and you'll find out how to do that in our closing.
Thank you.
Bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure you want to learn more, right? To hear more GD Essential Wellness podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com and go to the podcast menu and click on the GD Essential Wellness page. Learn more about Katie Schultz and her yoga and wellness practice by visiting build-yoga.com. In the meantime, stay brilliant, healthy, and wonderful.